The union football team conducted themselves in a satisfactory manner when they beat the Park City Miners team 2 weeks ago. But soon after that, head coach at Duchesne's Union High School, Mike Labrum, stopped the team in its tracks. According to a report on KSL.com, while Labrum was aware that several players were struggling with grades and behavior issues, when he learned that some players engaged in cyberbullying, he suspended every player from both the JV and varsity football teams and asked them to turn in their jerseys. That's right, they wouldn't get to play again until they earned back the right to do so. Bullying in general and cyberbullying specifically are being exposed at many schools across the nation, with widespread anti-bullying campaigns shedding light on something that adversely affects many school kids. Labrum was quoted as saying, "It just felt like everything was going in a direction that we didn't want our young men going and felt like we needed to make a stand." So instead of putting on their pads and helmets, the Union Cougar football players have spent this week pulling weeds, cleaning hallways, and doing other community service. In addition, they had to memorize a paragraph-long quote about having good character. Surprisingly, according to the report, not a single parent complained about their son having to sit out. And if players are on the field for this weekend's homecoming game, it's because they earned back their right to play. Plus, they will have learned a valuable lesson. And not only parents, but apparently the whole nation agrees. Coach Labrum says one unexpected consequence of his actions was national media attention from the likes of CNN's Anderson Cooper and even the Today Show, all showing support for the coach's decision to bench his players. The school has also been flooded with calls and emails from around the country expressing support for Labrum's actions. As of today, most of the players had earned back the right to play and are united again with their pads and helmets. And now a little perspective. They'll take on the Emory Spartans in the homecoming game tomorrow. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.